This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding you about God's hidden hand. And this is when you know for sure that an event or the outcome of a situation was shaped by more than just chance. And Esther's story is a perfect example of God's hidden hand. What is particularly interesting about the book of Esther is that it never mentions God by name, even though you see his hand riddled all throughout the book. So Esther was a young Jewish girl in Persia who was chosen to replace Queen Vashti, who had recently been exiled. The fact that Esther was Jewish was a pretty big secret. It wasn't even known to the king. But not long after Esther was crowned queen, a decree went out to exterminate all of the Jewish people. And this left Esther in a pretty tight place. She needed to approach the king and make an appeal for the lives of the Jewish people without revealing her own identity. And our cousin Mordecai was encouraging her to take some kind of action as he continually reminded her that she had been elevated to the palace for such a time as this. And in the end, we see that even though God's name isn't mentioned, you can see that his hand perfectly positioned her to not only save herself, but that Esther would save the Jewish people too. So Esther's story is a great reminder of how God is always at work on our behalf, working strategically behind the scenes and on multiple levels. Let us use this scripture to show us what we need to do, which is trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, watch for his hand.